Here I am on the other side, Craigie, and I'll try and find something else to say to you. By the way, I forgot to tell you, Craigie, the weather here is absolutely superb. At the present moment, it's the 27th of October, and you know what kind of weather we do get here at that time of the year, especially in Scotland. But, of course, I'm not in Scotland just now. I'm back home. My grandma and I are back home in Brighton, and the weather is just wonderful. I'm not exaggerating when I say it reminds me of Florida at the present moment, and also Israel, and it's really tropical. The other day we had it well over 70. I know you get it a lot hotter in the summertime and also in the wintertime in South Africa, but for this part of the world, I think it's absolutely marvelous. I think it's wonderful. Everything in the garden, as I told you before, is growing madly. And I expect when the frost comes along, by golly, it'll hit everything, the dahlias and the roses, and it'll turn black. I've also got a lovely pear tree. Well, I had it when you were there, but I didn't have many pears. But it's packed with William pears. It's called a William pear, and they're beautiful for eating. And what I'm doing, I'm taking in a few dozen at a time. I'm leaving them on the tree, but I'm taking a few at a time, and I'm ripening them in the house, and so Grandma loves them. I daren't eat them because I get a sore tummy when I eat them, but I ripe them for Grandma. In fact, I took some up to the hospital, and it's like drinking wine. It's so beautiful. Lovely big pear. And as I said before, I don't know what will happen when the frost comes along. It may come along any day. I was going to Israel, as I told you before, but I don't think we'll be able to travel this year. However, we're very happy to think and to know that you are coming one day next year, early in the new year, and we'll be glad to see you. I didn't tell you that, maybe I did, but I just can't remember. The last time we were in Florida, in Miami, I got a present of a little orange tea. A friend of ours had bought for me, ready packed and for taking out the country. Very small, about 4 inches high. I don't know the name of it. The name was on the package, but I just can't remember. But the oranges that grow on them, I saw them growing in the open air in Miami. They're not big oranges, they're very small, but eatable, sweet, but they're small, very small. And she gave me this as a present. So when I got home from Florida, I potted it up right away, you know me. And I, for 2 years, I didn't get any fruit. In the greenhouse, of course, I didn't get any fruit. Now this year, I got the surprise of my life. About July, I went in to water my plants steel greenhouse, you know, the steel one, not the wooden one, and the aluminium one, I should say. And it was a very heavy perfume. I couldn't understand it. The perfume was absolutely, and then I remembered the smell. It was orange blossom perfume. So I called Grandma in very excitedly. I said, "Look, there's a smell of orange blossom in this greenhouse." She says, "Yes, and that orange tree that you've got in that 9-inch pot is packed with blossom." It was absolutely, and the smell was heavenly. However, later on in the year, about August, the end of August, I put my hands over it, and most of the blossom had gone, and I could feel little bulges the size of peas. And now I've got the great and tremendous amount of 3 oranges on it. The other, it's self-pollinating, I was told, but the other blossom didn't set. But I've got 3 oranges on it, and they're getting larger and larger. I think when they get a little soft and they grow the size of a tennis ball, that's the time to pick them. They don't grow any higher. So what do you think of that, eh? I'm an orange grower now in a greenhouse in Brighton. So there you are. That's what you, if you take care and if you do the right thing at the right time in the right place, you can get results. If you put good stuff into the soil, you'll get good stuff out of it. It's what you put into the soil, that's what you get out. And that's life as well, isn't it, Craigie? It's what you put in life, you reap the benefit of it later on. If you put bad things into life, well, you get bad things out of it. If you put a good thing into your life, so you get good out of it. This is not me preaching to you, because I know that you're okay, you're doing well. And as a matter of fact, I'm waiting for you to come home grill me a huge big steak. It's my favorite. You know, plenty of mushrooms and onions. That will be just the job. And a good cigar, of course I can't smoke cigars because they're too expensive here. All the cigars I brought from America are all gone now, so I'll just have to do with the steak when you come home. And I'll stop now for a little while and try and find out to see if I can get something else.
Well, hello, Craigie. I don't know how to put on this South African accent, but I'll try. Does this sound anything like the way you speak when you use a South African accent? I don't think this is a very good one. I think this is a real Afrikaans accent that I've got at the moment. But anyway, I suppose I'm going to get a lot of interruptions. I want to say something about the tape, first of all. You don't want me to speak like that? All right, I'll speak in my own voice. Hello, Craigie. This is my own voice now. Craigie, listen. First of all, I've been listening to the tape, and I think it's a very nice tape. I haven't listened to all of it, but I just want to tell you something about the technical reaction. I don't know if you've got the same type of receiver for the tape. Has he? Well, if you've got the same type of receiver, you will know then that when my mother's speaking, to put the volume up higher, because it's not because my mother's voice isn't strong, or just as strong as it ever was. In fact, I think it's stronger than it ever was before, certainly before she went into hospital. It's just that the volume, I think, was perhaps too low at the time, or perhaps my mother wasn't speaking close enough to the microphone. But anyway, her voice, as she knows herself, and as we all know, is delightful. She keeps on saying this bit about her horrible voice, but she's only expecting me to say, and Dad to say, and you to say, oh my, you're so silly, because your voice is lovely. And she knows it's lovely. All right? And I don't know about your voice, actually. But my voice, of course, is marvellous, absolutely marvellous. Now we've got over the business of voices, I suppose I better say something to you. But after all, from what I've heard in the tape, I don't know what to say. Something about put something in the ground and you get it out and it's good for you. All I know is that there's only one good thing for me. Oh no, Papa's quite right. He's frowning at me. No, he's laughing now. Papa's quite right. Well, everything he says is quite right. But I've never taken any interest of it. And look what I've got. No. except for my ulcers, which you mentioned apparently. Where was it? Oh, yes, on one postcard that we received from you. And how many years has he been away now?
3 years
you've been away. We received one postcard, and on that one postcard to the family, you said something about my ulcers. Well, I'm growing a very nice crop of ulcers. He did say, am I getting ulcers or something? Are my ulcers improving and growing? I know what he meant, actually, the rat race. Well, my ulcers, I'm growing a very, very nice little crop. I've got them, starting from the top, I've got the, is it the duodenal from the top? No, the duodenal are the centre ones.
The peptic,
that's right. My mother knows all about it.
The
peptic ulcers at the top, the duodenals in the middle, and the gastric ones at the bottom. Is that right? Well, they're doing very well, thank you very much. And from what I saw of you, You're looking extremely well, and I should think that your South African sojourn, holiday—I don't think it was a holiday, was it? But your South African travels, which are your world travels, must have done you a great deal of good. They couldn't do you any harm, because I mean you couldn't have any more harm done to you. I'm quite sure about that. What I wanted to ask was, are you doing any painting, drawing, etching? Because I haven't been up to Glasgow for a very long time. And of course, I don't know whether you've sent anything through. But we still have your very lovely etching We still have, but no birds. The only birds I can think of are not the sort of birds. No, no. We still. You can hear me. Anyway, and I'm talking about the etching. You know the etching I'm talking about that you did of the African, woman, or was it an Indian woman that we still have above the sideboard where we used to keep the drinks? Or you must have seen it. Everybody sees it that comes into the house. And of course, it's got. I think it's got our cousins on it. Anyway, it's got cousins on it, and I say, of course. That's one of my little drawings I did when a few years ago. I can't show you the other ones because I've sold them all to the Tate. But I haven't told anybody it's yours, and I haven't sold it either, although I was offered a few pounds for it. Well, a few shillings, anyway. I'd better stop talking now. But I am looking forward to seeing you sometime. I don't know what Mark keeps shouting about.
What you've got?
I am looking forward to seeing you, so perhaps... if you, when you do get back home, you'll come in and have a drink with me, especially down at the schooner, and we'll have a chat, okay? I don't know if Ricky will, Denise, as you've been told before, Pam's got flu at the moment, and Mum and Dad want to get this tape off as quickly as possible, otherwise you'll be home before you receive it. So I don't know whether they'll be saying anything. I doubt it, and I think I've nearly finished the tape off anyway now. But there's a little more on it, and I think perhaps it would be a nice thing for Papa to finish it off or for Grandma to finish it off and say goodbye to you. Well, goodbye now, and all the best from here in England, and the very best to my South African friends in Johannesburg. Right?
Very good.
Okay, bye.
Hello, Craigie. How are you? Lovely to be able to talk to you again. I know you can't sort of speak back to me, so I better speak about myself and how I'm getting on with school and everything like that. Well, I'm hoped to be leaving school at the end of this year. This will be in the summer, and I've not decided what I want to do, but during the half term, that was this week on Monday today, I went up to London to see a bloke about a job in journalism. Actually, it's a correspondence course which I would like to take, and which gives me a start in journalism field. And apparently I'm told it's the best medium for what I really want to do, which is to become a novelist or a poet. I've written a lot of poetry just recently over the last couple of years, which isn't bad. It's not good, but it's not bad. Anyway, we'll see what becomes of it. But apparently I'm told it is the best field for writing, and so I consider this one probably be the job for me. And I'll be leaving school in the summer. I might just muck around for a few months to see what the world's like, see what I'll be missing when I get a job, good job. And then I'll go into a good job for the rest of my life, I suppose. I was considering going into advertising, but I'm not sure, you know, I've got to see a bloke about that as well. But, you know, it's pretty certain now that I'll be doing a job, well, starting my job in the summer. At school, I've got an O-level this November, history O-level this November, which I've got to work very hard for, and which I'm supposed to be studying for over the half term, which I haven't yet, but I will. I've got to learn a lot of sort of interesting facts, in inverted commas.
Hello, hello, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, hello, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chart. You know, all those kind of things, and perhaps if I'm lucky I might get 4 or 5 and give me a good start. I'd like to know how you're doing, so in the next tape you send to Grandma and Papa, tell us a little about what you're doing out there in wherever you are. And when you do come home, I believe you're coming home in January, isn't it? When you do come home, well, I'll see you then, PG. I expect to see you down here, so I look forward to that. Anyway, I'll put you on to Mummy for a while. Here you are, Mummy.
Hello, Craig. It's lovely to have this opportunity of talking to you. I've got to be very fast. There isn't much tape left. Just to tell you that Denise did marvellously well with her A-levels. We're going back to her school for her to pick up her history prize because she got the biggest marks for A-level for this, and this is going to be a very proud moment for us. She, of course, hopes to go on the stage and is calling on the agents now, much as we did 20 years ago, with the same sort of results. Come back next month, there'll be something for you. Anyway, we really hope after Christmas there will be something for her, something up her sleeve, which we're looking forward to seeing whether this comes off. So far as I'm concerned, there isn't a great deal to say. I have to.
If you care to speak, Papa.
No, but just... can you put the tape on, put the one on that was, down when it's off.
No, down.
So, goodbye, my love. Look forward to seeing you when you come home. Bye.
We've now come to the end of the tape, Craigie, so I'll say cheerio and God bless you and hope Grandma and I'll see you very soon. Grandma joins me in saying God bless.